Well, welcome back. I'm Harvey Hyde. We're just landing in South Bend, Indiana with our Coors Sports Topic Show. Frank Pomarico is going to be joining us, captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. Yes, the Irish are back from Ireland. They got a big win there. We're going to talk to Frank about that. But before we talk to Frank, we want to thank the sponsor for our segment, which is Station Casinos, their STN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations. Visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. Frank Pomarico, welcome, my man. The Notre Dame Irish football team is 1-0.
Coach, we're happy about it, especially what happened last year when it was so close, a 35-32 game. The midshipmen came back and almost stole that one from the Irish last year. But this year was a totally different story. Notre Dame dominated from the beginning of the game. They established a good running game. They didn't run for a gazillion yards, 191 yards, but that's okay because they were controlling the ball. They had 27 first downs, which is quite a bit, and they were able to stop Navy defensively. So the Irish have to be happy with this win. You never know what's going to happen when you're playing Navy, and I think the Irish performed pretty well.
Well, after returning back, you've got Tennessee State. But before we talk about Tennessee State, I know there's an individual you want to talk about.
Well, Coach, Bob Murphy, a friend of mine that was 98 years old, just passed away last Friday on August 25th. He was a huge Notre Dame fan, and he was a former FBI agent and did a lot of security work, was a great man. He had three children, I think, that went to Notre Dame as well. So we were saddened by that, but then we're happy that he's on the other side now, and I asked him to save me a seat on his way up there, so hopefully he'll be doing that for me, that's for sure.
I'm sure he's with Aaron. They're talking about you right this minute. They're talking about all the great blocks you made, Frank, all the great blocks you made. Or he's asking, did he really make those blocks? But again, we want to pass on our condolences to the Notre Dame family, the condolences to all fans of Bob. And it's unique that we spoke about him last week, Frank, and I hope he had a chance to hear it and so on, but if he didn't, he's hearing it now. Well, let's now move on. How about Tennessee State coming to the Golden Dome with Eddie George as the coach?
Well, the thing that I think is the most impressive thing about this game is Eddie George. I mean, he is somebody, when you look at him as an individual, he is somebody that made the College Football Hall of Fame. He was a Heisman Trophy winner. He's the leading rusher, I believe, ever in Ohio State history. But this was just part of his life. He is somebody that went on and played pro football, but he graduated from Ohio State in 2001. And he also got his MBA from Northwestern in 2009. Coach, that's a pretty impressive thing to do for an individual to get an MBA from Northwestern, especially. It was a great business school. But he's somebody that sets an example for a lot of the kids that are at this college of Tennessee State, which is in Nashville. I had a question of where was this college, and it's in Nashville. Now, he's been the head coach for the last 2 years. This is his third year. And so far, they are 9-13. So I think he's trying to build a program, a foundation of responsibility, of character, of doing the right things all the time. And I think he's succeeding. It may take him a couple of more years to get to the point where they'll be very competitive in a Division I situation. Coach, they're not in the Division I. They are playing teams like Arkansas Pine Bluff, Gardner-Webb, University of Tennessee at Martin, Norfolk State. These are Division lower teams than Notre Dame. And you wonder, why would Notre Dame play them? They may have been caught in a situation where they had to find somebody to fill in this gap and open up the season with them. But I think also it's an opportunity for Tennessee State to be on the main stage, make a great paycheck for their school, and some place where I think aspiring athletes want to shine as best they can. So I think Tennessee State is going to benefit from this. Hopefully they'll be able to be competitive Notre Dame looks awful strong, Coach, on their offensive line, and they look strong defensively as well. And I think when you look at people like offensively, Sam Hartman really kind of orchestrated the whole offense. The stats weren't overwhelming. He did throw four touchdowns, which is great. But he did also, complete 20 out of 25 passes, which is a great, or 19 out of 23 passes, which is a great percentage. And he is somebody that I think really has control of that huddle and somebody that did a great job in bringing the focus of the game to the game plan. Dino Guidulli is somebody that is really working hard with Sam, but they're like two old pros being able to talk to each other in a certain language. And I think that language is one of experience. They have great receivers that are going to be really great when Hartman keeps getting them the ball. Great House had a good game with two touchdowns. Thomas had a touchdown. He had 63 yards and four receptions. Colsey had three receptions and a TD. And Tyree, is now in the slot, had three receptions for 36 yards. So, Coach, I think it's looking really good for the Irish in regards to warming up their offense and breaking it in. We have two teams in the first two games that aren't huge threats. I think the third game is going to really, you're going to have to really buckle up for North Carolina State at North Carolina State. But we'll get into that next week. Right now, the job is to not fumble the ball, hold on to it against Tennessee State. Don't make a hero out of Tennessee State. Do what you're supposed to do. Win the game like they did against Navy. They don't have to blow them out, but they do have to win convincingly to show people that they mean business. So we'll see what happens, Coach.
Frank Pomerico joins us, captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. Frank, does James have any scouting points for us this week?
Yes, he does. I think the main thing is that he was talking, James was telling me they have a returning quarterback, and he is pretty good. He threw for almost, his name is Draylen Ellis. He threw for 1,800 yards and eight touchdowns last year. They have a good rusher. Jalen Rouse ran for almost 700 yards. I think they have some good athletic people. Offensively and defensive lines, they may not be where they want to be, but I think they're going to be giving us as many looks as possible to try to confuse the Irish. The thing, too, Coach, and James was talking about this, is we want to keep Sam Hartman healthy. Now, if Sam Hartman goes down, we have some other quarterbacks to come in, but nobody with the experience and the talent and how the game has slowed down for Sam Hartman. I mean, he is back there, and he's like orchestrating a band. He knows exactly what's going on. And sometimes if you don't have that experience, things are moving really fast instead of slowing down. So I think there's going to be a lot of emphasis on keeping Sam Hartman healthy, maybe getting him getting the Notre Dame a good lead. And then after that, maybe start working in some of those younger guys so they can get some experience in case, hopefully not, that somebody gets hurt and they can't play for a couple of weeks or maybe for the rest of the season. That would be devastating if it was Sam Hartman. So we're hoping that that doesn't even happen at all. But with that offensive line we have, I'm telling you, Alt had a tremendous game. Fisher played well. Carroll really was solid up there. Coach, we're looking pretty good, but we're really going to have to buckle up in a couple of weeks. We got Ohio State coming in, Southern Cal the next month, and then we go out to Clemson. So there's going to be some tough football games for the Irish, and they're not going to all be like the first two this season. So let's get them under our belt, win the game, and then get nobody hurt and move on. That's James's message and mine as well.
Well, that's a great message. I'll tell you, I agree with you 100%. Now, I'm not saying he's a Joe Theismann, okay? But I'm saying when he was running that team and making those passes and waiting and timing at the right time with the running game and everything, he sort of reminded me of that type of guy. A lot of confidence, not a lot of show. just performance and so on, I think he's going to be a great mix here with Notre Dame, Frank.
Yeah, and Coach, he's an older guy. I mean, I think he's over 25 years old. So this is his sixth year in college football. I mean, as we talked about, the game has changed tremendously. And now they're paying players. I mean, I don't think the schools are paying them, but the NIL, they're being able to sponsor guys for using their name or what have you. And they're making some significant dollars. Not all the guys, but it's possible that some of them will make some real significant dollars. And this really changes the game. I mean, I'm happy for some of those guys that are making some good dollars. I'm not envious of those guys, but it's just changing the game. It's not exactly what it once was, when you had to build the team from freshman year, mature each year to the point where you know that the game is going to slow down for you. You know exactly what's going to happen. Now, they're just going out and getting gunslingers to come in. I'm not saying Hartman's a gunslinger. I'm just saying that he's somebody that is a very experienced quarterback, and he fits nicely into Notre Dame's offense, especially now with the new offensive coordinator, new offensive quarterback coach, Gino Gadulli. I mean, he is somebody that's a seasoned guy, and he's dealing with somebody that understands all kinds of offenses. And the offenses they're in right now is best suited for Sam Hartman. So we're excited, Coach.
Frank, again, I want to thank you and James for joining us with our Notre Dame football report. I want to wish you the best of luck this week against Tennessee State. And you'll be back with us next week on a Tuesday and a Wednesday night both for our Notre Dame football report. Frank, good luck, buddy. And it's a home game. I know you'll be there.
Oh, Coach, I'll be there. I have to be on a local radio show in the morning. I'm showing some people around campus before the game. So, oh, by the way, the game's on NBC September 2nd at Notre Dame Stadium at 3:30. So that's something that people need to know. And it's going to be a great event. The games at Notre Dame are a lot of fun, and it's exciting to be at a Notre Dame game. So we'll enjoy the game. I love this time of year, Coach, as I know you do too.
I do too. And again, Frank Palmerico, thank you for joining us here on our Notre Dame football report, brought to us all by Station Casinos, STN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations. Visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. So buckle up, everyone. You're listening to our Coors Sports Traffic Show. I'm Harvey Hyde, and when we come back, we'll be driving into the free parking at the Las Vegas ballpark for the Las Vegas Aviators game, and Jim Gemma will be joining us. Buckle up. We'll be right back.